Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
With Dr. Bryce Edwards this morning. Kia ora, Bryce. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Lots happening in politics this week. It's too much to concentrate on, actually. There's so much going on. But I've been particularly interested in the demise of the top party.
Gareth yeah, it's quite a career. Quite a big one, eh?
Yeah, it looks like the cats have won. So, this party was kind of seen as anti-cat. Gareth Morgan had some colourful ideas about the problems that cats cause, but it seems it's had a life cycle shorter than cats. So
hasn't got its nine lives intact anymore.
Not exactly.
We could make jokes about that all day, I reckon. Sorry, Gareth.
Yes, no, I'm actually a bit sad about this because I wouldn't say I was a supporter of Top, but I thought they were a colourful addition to the party landscape. They offered a different way of doing things, and I think it's quite good to have new politicians, new ideas, new options, in the mix. And it is quite hard for new parties to start because under MMP you have to get to that 5% threshold, and that's just really hard because you've really got a monopoly of the existing parties. And now he was trying to do things differently. He had some crazy ideas, and the way he regarded his voters was a bit patronising at times.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think that might have been part of his Achilles heel, maybe?
Yeah, he wasn't very good at it. I don't think he really likes people.
And you kind of need to at least pretend you like people to be a successful politician, maybe.
Exactly, and he was exasperated in the end because people didn't like him, didn't like his party, and so he just thought those are too thick and that they just want, they just want the same old thing. And he's got a point, perhaps, but I always thought there was a big problem with Top, that no one really knew what they're about, including themselves. I mean, were they left? Were they right wing? Were they even centre? It was a bit hard to say. I liked how one political commentator said they were too woke for talkback radio and they were too talkback radio for woke people.
Fair play.
So I think it's kind of true. They had a mix of kind of populist, stuff that did remind you a bit of Trump or Winston Peters, and then they had lots of liberal stuff that reminded you of Hone Hauwera. So it didn't kind of really work.
Maybe they just haven't found their time yet. Maybe New Zealand's not ready for that kind of mix of things particularly. Or maybe
that's right.
Maybe people don't like being, talked down to as well. I feel that's something that might have not served them so well as a party.
Absolutely. So I think there's a space still for some sort of protest party or some sort of party that is after those protest votes of people that don't want to vote for the usual parties and are looking for something a bit different. But you need some sort of different person than Gareth Morgan.
Yeah, totally.
That. So, yeah, we'll watch the space because I think some other parties might still arise.
I reckon. So what else is happening out there in the great political landscape at the moment, Bryce?
Well, we've had the government announce they're spending nearly $2.5 billion on some planes for the Air Force. And so there hasn't been a lot of coverage of this, I don't think. Not enough debate. But, this is a huge amount of money. And, some people are asking, are these planes the right ones?
So why are they doing that? What's their logic?
Well, I mean, obviously the Air Force has lots of different categories of planes. They have had these P-3 Orion planes since the 1960s. And these are basically maritime surveillance planes that go around checking that there's not, pirates in the waters, not people stealing our fish, or whenever anyone's lost at sea. These are the planes that go out there or deliver humanitarian aid to Pacific Island countries. And these P-3 Orions were getting very old and they were breaking down. So they decided to replace them with these P-8 Poseidons, I think they're called. And they're going to be very expensive. And one of the reasons they're going to be expensive is they have this great technology whereby they can track submarines. They can find submarines and they're going to have bombs on them to be able to bomb these submarines.
That seems like a very un-New Zealand narrative of a sort of the great peaceful nation that we like to at least pretend that we are. It seems maybe something that is surprising for a Labour government to have brought in, to have brought in.
I think really New Zealand First have pushed this, but more than that, it's New Zealand's allies, Australia and the US, have been pressuring New Zealand to spend more on the Air Force, and in their view, New Zealand's not pulling its weight in terms of being able to track down foreign submarines and kill them. So I think that's a big part of the answer. The military could have got much cheaper airplanes that weren't able to track submarines, but that's really this Five Eyes kind of pressure for New Zealand to be part of the team. And that's what these other countries have. They have the same planes. So it was kind of about New Zealand keeping up with their mates to some extent. And the Greens have been the main ones that have raising questions, saying, hey, can't we just get some cheaper planes that are... In fact, in Australia, yes, they do have these planes, but increasing drones, and I think that probably is the future for if you just want to have surveillance of your seas, you just send out these really high-powered drones to look around and take photos, etc. But the problem is, if you're wanting to be part of this kind of military force, particularly keeping China in check, that's the other controversial part of it all. I think it's really about containing China.
Sounds a little bit soupy and a little bit strange, kind of. There should be a bit more conversation happening about that at the moment as well.
I think definitely. The government's obviously not so keen and on having that debate. And National are right behind it. So that means, because the politicians aren't really talking about it, doesn't tend to have the debate in the media that it should. But, maybe that will still come. But certainly $500 million per plane is a lot to spend. Mm. And, of course, it comes at the time that we've got the nurses' strike on this week where, nurses are demanding more money. So it's a bit of a bad look, I think, for the government at the moment.
What do you reckon about the nurses' strike, Bryce? Because Winston's been talking about it a little bit and about how maybe there was no point in striking under a national government, but now that there's this Labour government, there's a chance that they might be listening to people. What do you reckon about that? Is that something that you think rings true?
I think so. Certainly, with the change of government, a lot of people in the public sector, so in education and hospitals, even government departments, are feeling there's more chance of the government giving them a pay rise. And they might be wrong, though, because certainly at the moment, Winston Peters is saying, no, we've made our best offer to the nurses and we're not willing to pay any more. Grant Robertson, the finance minister, is also saying, yes, we are running a surplus, so we do have money in the bank, but no, we're not prepared to give it to nurses. I think in the end, he's going to have to. I think they're going to have to.
I reckon.
Because nurses haven't really had much pay rise for a long time. They are overworked. There are all sorts of problems with them, with their employment. And the public's quite sympathetic to them, I think.
I was going to say, I think they'll have the public weight supporting them at least by the time that they come around to having to make a proper decision on this, which I guess is now as well.
So I think in the end, the government is going to have to give a little more. But we'll see. Today's the strike, and it is quite a landmark strike. Nurses don't normally have such a big strike as this. They're going to be picketing outside their hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them will have to work because that's just the nature of
their jobs,
of healthcare. That you do have to have a minimum number of people on to make sure, especially in life-saving circumstances. So it's a difficult one. It's not just like a normal factory strike where everyone's out.
Down tools and stand on the street.
It's a bit more complex than that. They will have the public on their side. And there'll be, I think, a lot of public going along to some of the picket lines.
Mm.
It'll be good to see.
Totally. Well, thank you so much, Bryce. It's great to chat to you this morning. And we will be definitely keeping up with what is happening out there in Aotearoa at the moment.
Okay. You just heard a bit of political commentary.